Good, good.
Good. And I'll ask you the same question I asked you about Short-Handed West a couple of weeks ago. What did you learn about, what have you learned about Spencer Ware now that he's been your featured guy for a week and a half?
Aggressive, fierce, downhill, powerful runner, you know, running back that you see out of Spencer. Runs very violently, if you can figure that out. But runs hard, and has done a nice job in the last couple of weeks coming in and getting the bulk of the load last week. Again, two young guys that have really picked up our offense and our scheme. And again, repetition in the run game, so we're not changing a bunch of things in the run game, has really helped these two excel on the field.
Obviously, you've had Ware for some time now, but were you aware to the extent of that he was the type of runner you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, again, yeah, you kind of go back to his LSU days and you watch him run there and same style and you know, same aggression and powerful guy. And you see it on Sundays when he can, you know, break tackles and drag tacklers down the field. You see that from him. And, you know, so that was something that we saw when we picked him up, you know, way back in the spring.
You've had three different guys rush for 100 yards in a game this year. What does that say about your offense? Anything?
It's great to have, you know, your running backs and three different guys do that, but I think it speaks volume for your offensive line, you know, with the injury situations that we had with Ben Grubbs and, you know, guys kind of playing different spots. You know, now those guys are focused in, they're tuned in, you get the same five every week and you're rolling. And it's a credit to Coach Heck and the offensive line, really, because that's where it starts, run or pass. It starts with those guys, and they've done a really good job.
Well, and it wasn't the same five last week. I mean, you guys had to mix and match. And, you know, how much has your versatility been tested this year, you know, on the offensive line?
It's been tested, you know, and it's going to be tested week in and week out. That's the nature of the National Football League. And, you know, again, it goes back to Coach Heck and just getting his guys ready to play and getting him the, you know, even the sixth and seventh guy who are going to dress on Sunday to give those guys reps during the week and have them mentally prepared, you know, when they have to go in the football game, which we had to use all of them last week. So, you know, and then shift some guys around by position. And I thought Zach did a great job at center last week, filling in and filling in for Mitch. So, you know, it's just, again, it's the fact that you're repeating plays each week, scheme stays the same, and just teaching fundamentals and detail, and the guys are doing a fine job.
So Zach was getting reps at center and guard during practice?
He only gets it, like, in pre-practice, you know, when we work with the quarterback center exchange. You know, Zach will get a couple reps with Chase. And then he always gets the service team reps, you know, so he's getting practice snaps there. So it's not – and then he got it in preseason, so it's not unfamiliar to Zach.
With Kent West now back healthy, what's the challenge of giving up carries between Spencer Ware and
Lewis? I don't think it is a challenge. I think it goes without saying. I think it's still that running back by committee, and I think you have to use them both. And, you know, here's two young running backs that are playing a lot, and we're getting to that time of the season now where bodies are really getting sore and nicked up and banged up. And, you know, to use two different guys, you know, you see Sharkhandrick is more of that slasher, quick-cutting guy, and then here comes 32, a big, big physical, you know, fullback type, halfback type guy that can hit you downhill. So it's a little bit of a change of pace, I think, for a defense, and it's great to give both of those guys equal, you know, equal opportunity.
Coach, as an offensive coordinator, Roger Goodell yesterday said he wants a better solution to define what is an NFL catch.
As you see, good luck.
Yeah, and obviously Jerry Maclin, I think with the Chiefs, the only really true controversy was week one. How do you teach these guys what is an NFL catch?
Hey, just secure the football, focus it in all the way, you know, catch, tuck, take it to the ground. I mean, you just got to catch the ball. I mean, just catch the ball, maintain possession, and you know, there's just a few isolated instances, I think, a year that kind of bring up that question, and sometimes it's in a crucial part of the game. But I don't think you can really fully define outside of just the receiver possessing the football, maintaining the catch all the way to the ground.
So is it fair to say, in your opinion, that the way the rule is written, it can be confusing?
Just catch the ball. Okay. I mean, it can be. I mean, it can be. But again, it's a discretion. It's up to the official at the time. We just teach our guys just maintain possession all the way to the ground, and you know, if you just do it right the first time, you take that rule out of play.
Sound like a quarterback. Just catch the ball.
Just catch them.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Alex Smith seems to be walking that line between getting big plays and taking care of the ball maybe better than he did earlier in the season than in the past. Is there a reason for that?
I just think where we are in the season, he's really kind of dialed in with what we're doing offensively, what we're asking him to do offensively. We've and it's probably not noticeable to the outside world, but we're giving him actually more things to do at the line of scrimmage and to be able to kind of spread the ball around a little bit, which you're seeing. And he's always been that way. He's always had the knack of taking care of the football. Now, what's the exciting part is the fact that we've been able to take advantage of the chunk plays, the 21 plus air yard plays, and that's been, you know, helping us not only stay on the field but generate points here in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, he's really starting to come into his own and I would say peaking at the right time during the season.
Is part of this the learning curve for the West Coast offense? Too, I mean, it takes time.
It does, and you know, you always say, you know, in that 3 to 4 year range, you know, for anybody, and he's a veteran guy, and he's a smart guy, and he studies well and prepares well every week, and a part of it is, yeah, he's probably getting comfortable now, which I think he is with what we're doing, and again, we're not reinventing the wheel every week. You know, our offense is what our offense is, and we're staying consistent with that, run and pass, and moving our guys around, and trying to present, you know, different pictures, same plays, you know, for the defense.
What more can you give them at this point? You mentioned
RS being specifically, it would be what the defense is presenting that week. Each defense is different. It could be simple side adjust. It could be a protection check. It could be, you know, let's get from this play to that play, run to pass. Just depends, too, on the opponent you're playing that week and kind of dictate what you do for him and how much you can give him that week.
Doug, from your experience, how long would you take a quarterback and receiver to get that rhythm and that timing and being able to read the coverage?
Yeah, it takes a while because it's all timing, and you have to, you know, be on the same page with that. And I don't think you can necessarily take an off season, a training camp, and be, you know, especially with a young quarterback and a young receiver, but with two veteran guys like Jeremy and Alex, who've had a lot of game experience, they can talk about certain things and see something on tape and come together and visit, and then we can work it in practice. And so it might take them half a year, you know, until they kind of get into their own and gel just a little bit between quarterback and receiver.
Is there a certain number you want?
Not really. You know, it's just something you continue to work in practice, and then, you know, you have to call so many in a game. Can't tell you what that number is, but you call so many of those shots, and hopefully you hit your fair number.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good.